This is priceless. Please listen carefully, because I'm going to read what Venerable Geshe-la said. So he said this in the New York Temple. And he's responding to a question. He said, nowadays we see in the world so many problems, people experiencing so many difficulties. And some people have asked, what should we Buddhists do to solve, to help with these problems? What should we, I'm going to say Kadampa Buddhists, do to help with these problems? So here's Venerable Geshe-la's reply to this question. I'd encourage all of us to think deeply about the question, the answer, and whether we're taking this advice to heart ourselves. My answer. I said, we cannot be involved in political problems or it becomes worse. Our job is, we pray. So understanding the real meaning and how all-pervasive prayer is. In the session, outside the session, we want one day to be praying so often we accomplish the realization of prayer. Our job is, we pray. So Geshe-la gives a long list of what we're praying for. He says, for people to pacify their negativity, to pacify their wrong views, their extreme views. So we pray. Our job to solve these kind of problems is we pray for everybody to become friends. So hold that in your mind. Bring the future result into the path. Everybody becomes friends. So people think only of benefiting one another. We pray for harmony. So you imagine a world where everyone is friends, where there's only harmony. We pray for good relationships. We pray to pacify extreme view, wrong view, selfish intention. All the problems and difficulties in our world are coming from selfish intention. So we pray for this to be pacified, for it to disappear. This is our job. I believe this is the best method to help, the best method to benefit. Other than that, if we try physically, verbally, it makes worse. Also, we have no real opportunity. So I think in general, people know that. That's why they become overwhelmed, because they feel they can't do anything. Meaning they can't do anything physically, they can't do anything verbally. Let's use our minds. The mind, only mind, is the creator. So then Venerable Geshe-la said, we pray equally. That's why learning these precious meditations is so important. We have equanimity. We pray equally, every area. To pacify their negative attitudes, negative intentions, for them to experience correct view, correct intention, and follow the correct path. And through receiving blessings, our prayer will be fulfilled, I promise. So at the moment, we don't have the power. Our medicine guru and all Buddhas All medicine gurus, all Buddhas of the 10 directions have this power. We harness this power through our request, through our compassionate, faithful dedication prayer. Our prayer will be fulfilled, I promise. So Geshe-la explains that our prayers are fulfilled. Our prayers are powerful for three reasons. Our prayers for world peace are powerful because of our pure intention, compassion for all living beings, the power of the prayers themselves. So all the prayers we're using come from Buddha's heart. So the power of the prayers themselves, and particularly at times of degenerate times, enlightened beings help more. As times become ever more impure, the power of your blessings ever increases. So for Buddha Haruka Vajrayogini, medicine guru, the power of the blessings increases as times become worse. So in this way, medicine Buddha is very close, similar to Buddha Haruka. So our job is to pray. Then Geshe-la says, wonderful. This is our Buddhist way of helping, benefiting with all these kinds of problems, to solve these kinds of problems. We're not depressed. We're not discouraged. We're so full of hope. We have a lot of work to do, using our mind connected to the power of all Buddhas to appear complete purity, to appear world peace, to really heal, to really benefit. What an opportunity we have.